Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. And I am honored to be with you on this 10th day of September 2022. And we're going to talk about a very touchy and difficult subject today. It really is. And it's one that is a great motivator of people for whatever reasons they're looking for the meaning of their life. In fact, most people would consider desire, which is going to be our subject, to be a very important aspect of their life. Without it, what would they live for? This is what I've heard over the many years. And everybody has some desire within them, something they want very much. Oh, this is so hard to talk about with people. I have a wonderful question from Austin. He does not tell me where he lives. Let me just get into it and start talking about it. He says to me, "Dear Greg, I have many wants, but I don't understand what I need. What is with my wants? Can you help me fulfill them to find out what I need?" Austin. Most people think that their desires become their needs. And when that happens, which it does, you know, you might have a desire for health, you might have a desire for prosperity, money, whatever, and it becomes a need in your life. And I understand that. We've all had that happen, every one of us. But if I am a true seeker, I have to give up my desires. As Buddha said, "O seeker, give up desire. Shake off your chains." Desire is a hollow, as the Buddha put it. And people say, "Look, he is free, and now he gives up his freedom." It is not iron that imprisons you, nor rope, nor wood, says the Buddha, but pleasure. The pleasure you take in gold and jewelry, in sons and wives, soft fetters, yet they hold you down and you cannot snap them. There are those who can, who surrender the world for the sake of desire and follow the way. Now, this statement by the Buddha is hard for people to understand, nor are they much interested in it, especially if they have deep needs for money and health, things like that. And that is perfectly understood here. But I have to understand where all this comes from within me. I have to straighten the crooked that lives within Greg and understand his nature and what he's all about and why he does and says the things he does and says and what he lives for. So this is really, really a difficult subject to explain in the small time I have. I have spent a career of 50 years trying to explain this to people. And did I get it over well? No, I don't think I did. And could I get it over well to people? Probably not. It's not a subject that most people want to hear. So, dang, here I am, and I face this all the time, and Austin just brought it up over and over and over again within me, and that's fine. It's the way it should be. I like what Buddha says here about how we pride ourselves on gold and jewelry in sons and wives. It isn't the rope nor the wood. It's not the physical imprisonments that get us. It's the soft fetters that get us. The ones that are near and dear to our emperor of all malice, the human heart. And those are the things that the Buddha is talking about. So, listen. There are things you will need. Austin, there will be things you will need in your life. You will need good health. You will need money. You will need help from time to time. There are things you will need. There is nothing wrong with any of that. Nothing. It is when I am seeking to fulfill my ego's content, to enlarge my ego, to make my ego my total persona, my total identity. This is what the Buddha is talking about. He isn't saying, well, your body's hungry. That's a desire. But how far do you go to fill it? Do we fill it to the point or eat food to the point where it becomes obsessive, compulsive? We go over the top with it. Do we eat bad food because it tastes good but don't care about the body and the health of the body? Is this what it's all about for us? For the most part, it is. And that's the kind of desire that the Buddha is talking about. He's talking about, well, let's look at money for a moment. Like he says here, the pleasure you take in gold and jewelry, in his day, that was the mark of your success, your excellence in life, your Tony Robbins kind of dreams that you might have of being rich and famous and lovable and all of that other, a total success. That's what he's talking about. And in that whole idea where I strive for success to accentuate my self-importance, my ego, my vanity, my pride, that is where it all falls apart and where difficulties lie in my life. These are what the Buddha talked about as the soft fetters that hold us down. And they're difficult to snap, as he said, because they're so attached to the idea of our self-importance. So here's the bottom line. It has nothing to do with what we think it is. We are always striving for something we believe will give us self-importance, self-worth through pride, vanity, arrogance. That's the way we like to think of ourselves, is through these things. As we get older and older, most people, because they have not worked upon themselves, they're not doing any inner work, start morphing into very hostile versions of their genetic nature. In these hostile hostile versions of a person's nature, human nature, we fall prey to desire, ambition, and pride. And these things become the foremost conclusion to our life. We start living in those conclusions that if I get these things, my life wasn't a waste. Now, I have known a lot of people of fame and fortune in my career. And I can tell you, none of them were happy and none of them died well. None of them. They have all of these riches around them and their pride in their sons and wives and their lifestyle and their beautiful homes, all these soft fetters that keep us weak and subservient to the emperor of all malice, the human heart, is what they're all about. And you can't separate them from it. You can't say to them, look, this is keeping you from the progress of your own inner awakening. So then a person looks at it and thinks, inner awakening? What good is that? What even is that? This is some kind of con game that you're playing, Greg Penn. And you're telling me that my life was a waste because I have accumulated wealth, have a big family, and I enjoy my clanking toys and jewelry and my stuff. And that's the way most people live their life, for the stuff. If every possession was taken away from you, for whatever reason, and it is done through death anyway, what would you be? What would it be like for you? Who would you be? Would you be able to live with yourself? You know, when the prison system is punishing a prisoner for their bad behavior, quote unquote, What they do is they put them into solitary confinement. And that is the worst thing that can happen, supposedly, to any of us, is to be alone with ourselves for any period of time. The truth of the matter for all of us is that the hidden secret within Austin is that we fear loneliness. We fear being alone. And then to try to make that not happen, to find an antidote for that, we succumb to the idea of our desires, our ambitions. We want those soft fetters to make us feel better. You know, the, oh, honey, did that hurt? I'll give you a cookie, or give me a good grilled cheese sandwich, or maybe some macaroni and cheese, and that'll make everything go away. And that's the way we were taught. That's the way we live, is when things are difficult, find something pleasant or, shall we say, gratuitous to make us feel better. With all that being said, what good is our life when it's based on that? There's no character being built. There's no insight. There's no awareness, nothing. We just go through our life, all of us, wanting, desiring, thinking that if we get what we want and what we desire, we will be eventually happy campers, and we won't. So what you need can never be what you want, because what you and I need is, as the Buddha said here, to snap the fetters, to give up the imprisonment to my desires, my ambitions, my pride, my vanity, and begin to see things in the light of what we're here for. And everyone's here for different reasons, but the same cause. We all have our different reasons for being on this planet, based on our karma and what we accomplished in past lives and what we are accomplishing or not here. But the cause is the same. It isn't to wipe out loneliness. It isn't to avoid it. It is to awaken to love, which is the premise of the whole universe. Now, how we interpret that love and how we try to aggrandize the ego, the persona of us through the ego, is another question, all encompassing. Actually, you can't talk to the American public about this. If you do, like I do, you're not going to be popular, and people aren't going to listen to you because they think there's some kind of con job being done. They're suspicious of anyone who says, don't try to be successful. Success comes with love. And any success that you or I might gain in this world can only come from love. Real love, not Greg Penn love, not Austin love, but real love. This authentic love is really what our life is all about. So when the Buddha talks about it as he does, he talks about the powerful streams of desire that run through us, and that we play in our imaginations with desire and pleasure and even lust, as he said. And when we do all of this, we are swept away by our anger, our fear. We miss our entire life because we're so busy trying to get the life that pleasures us, the life that we can believe in, the life of the flesh instead of the heart. So there you are, Austin, my little scenario for the last 15 minutes on a subject that is very difficult for most people to understand and listen to, and I hope in some way I was able to help you. Please forgive me. Namaste. I'm out of here. Be back on the air tomorrow with more. I hope you'll join us. Thank you for listening, and always, as always, oh, please forgive me. Namaste.